It's been called the brawl on the mall over increasing sprawl on the mall, but that's where the humor ends. Last November, here in Washington, President Clinton and a spadeful of military dignitaries broke ground for the new World War II memorial on the National Mall. They didn't actually touch the soil. With gold-handled shovels, they just moved a little earth into a sandbox set up for the occasion. This surrogate groundbreaking occurred because the memorial and its dedicated site on the Mall are tied up in litigation. Alex Van Oss has the story.
The World War II memorial site is at the end of the reflecting pool between the Lincoln Memorial and the Washington Monument. 200 years ago, most of this area was underwater, the Potomac River. Then came landfill and the tidal basin cherry trees and the picture postcard vista of today.
The World War II Memorial will be built in a floodplain area, and that floodplain is a 25-year floodplain. Previously, it had been represented as being a 100-year floodplain. The consequence is that the site will be frequently flooded.
Andrea Furster is the attorney for the National Coalition to Save Our Mall, made up of veterans and others opposed to the World War II memorial as presently conceived. Last fall, the coalition filed a complaint, and this month an actual injunction to halt construction. Those opposed to the memorial want issues like flooding and the mall's historic significance to be more carefully evaluated.
When Congress passed the Commemorative Works Act in 1986, Congress constrained the authority of the Commission on Fine Arts and the other reviewing agencies and prohibited these agencies from approving a memorial that would physically encroach or interfere with any existing commemorative work.
Currently, monument proposals for the mall have to go through Congress and a whole slew of agencies and advisory groups. It's a slow process. For 5 years, the World War II Memorial has been debated in private and public hearings, and it's undergone major design revisions. Prevailing opinion now is that, because of the war's importance, the memorial needs to be prominently placed in the middle of the mall on the site of the present Rainbow Pool. But opponents say this would encroach on the Lincoln Memorial and disturb the mall's open vista. Don Klimas with the Advisory Council on Historic Preservation, a federal agency. He says the council repeatedly urged the National Park Service to make public hearings on the memorial truly national in scope because of the mall's place in our history and its ever-evolving significance.
It's the mall that is a truly common ground that has symbolic values that speak directly to the cornerstone of our democracy, and sort of the visual and spiritual manifestation of that.
Any memorial is a major undertaking. Aside from sculptures and fountains, there are parking lots to build, access ramps, comfort stations, and in this memorial's case, maybe even a helicopter pad, all new to the mall. The original design featured large mounds that stood up and blocked the view. That got scratched. The new design goes down instead into a sunken plaza 15 feet deep. But that will need constant pumping out of groundwater, water that's contaminated with petroleum products. And groups that oppose the memorial project say that a study made for the American Battle Monuments Commission has found something else. Attorney Andrea Furster.
What was not revealed or disclosed until this past summer was that subsequent testing of the soils on the site showed unsafe levels of arsenic, which is a known carcinogen, and it also further disclosed that the arsenic will eventually find its way into the tidal basin and into the Chesapeake Bay.
Furster says this information was not made public until after the memorial's groundbreaking ceremony last fall. In response, the American Battle Monuments Commission has released a statement saying that contaminants are already flowing into the tidal basin. The commission says the memorial project will reduce that outflow, that groundwater from the project will be treated according to district and EPA standards, and that it will be even cleaner than before. Construction could begin as soon as this spring. Meanwhile, a ruling on the temporary injunction against the memorial's construction is expected from district court in the next few weeks. For NPR News, this is Alex Van Oss in Washington.